Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and this Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for Christmas Day, December 25th, 2022. And I'm very grateful to be on the air with you and to be offering you this. Of course, it's pre-recorded. You know, everybody's got to have their life, as it were, a little bit here. And my life right now is meditation. I am listening to a meditation and then working on one right now. It's one that I'm going to be working with my students in January as we move into the light, which is what our year is going to be about, moving into the light. So I'm going to spend the morning, Christmas morning, doing that and setting up the inward gestalt of it all. I have an email here from a gentleman named Dennis Miller. He does not tell me where he lives. And let me read this to you, and it's going to be the subject of our broadcast today. What are your thoughts about drugs and the religious or not experiences that can occur using them? My life changed 47 years ago when I did some peyote. While the experience left me with a lot of unanswered questions, I feel it was a turning point in my life, all for the best. I'm 77 now. Dennis. Dennis, I deeply appreciate your candor and your question, and I'm happy to answer it. I'm afraid, though, my answer is not going to be very gratifying because I've never done drugs. I've never done peyote or marijuana, or I've never been drunk. I have never been interested in it. The problem with me with all of this, drugs and such, is that it makes a person dependent upon the drugs and not their own inner fortitude to do any kind of true, authentic inner work. It's just going from maybe, you know, the start to the end real quick, and then what are you left with? You have no personal resolve. You have no personal inward trek into the heart or into consciousness. I'm sure that it was an experience that was out of the realm of the Dennis of you, the human of you. I'm sure it had a lot to do with your brain functions and how your brain does function. I am sure it has a lot to do with changing the ebb and flow of your daily life, but you say here it left you with a lot of unanswered questions, and you never say in your email if you pursued those questions, looked into them, tried to understand them, maybe even found some kind of insight with your questions. If the experience provoked questions, I would say you had a good experience. But now that you have had it, what are you going to do? I mean, you know, you say it was a turning point in your life. You don't say how it was a turning point. I don't know if it really was a turning point. I don't know what you call a turning point. All I can say is from my own experience, Dennis, and forgive me for my lack of experience or even interest in drugs. I don't have any. But I understand the peyote thing. I've had other students do it, and I understand. It gives a new dimension to the brain. You begin to understand it more in the sense of it gives you different experiences. And I have no problem with any of that. My problem simply is you'd have to now either be very dependent on drugs to get you back to where you think you were, or to maybe persevere. I don't know anybody who has persevered through drugs. I know no one who has. Maybe people have, and I just don't know it because I'm so naive and about it all. But nonetheless, unless the nun, as I always say, the thing that is most insightful for me is direct experience without the interference of any kind of drug. And people that I have known who have come into my realm of practice, such as yourself with the same situation you're in, make very bad students because they don't have the fortitude, the willingness, the depth of spontaneity, the discipline to do it without drugs. It's just too easy to go in there and just keep doing the drugs and having the fun experiences or the quote, as you put it here, life-changing experiences. It was a turning point, as you say, all for the best, but did the best bring you to sitting quietly, moving beyond the ideal of the drugs themselves and what they promote or provoke in you, and move into the mystique of the mystical, as I call it, moving deeper and deeper? Probably not, or you wouldn't have written me this email. So my point of view with you is I'm glad you had this experience. I don't denounce it. But I also think that if you had an experience that was like this, why wouldn't you want to go deeper, go further, go beyond the idea of drugs and maybe move more rapidly into meditation and personal growth, as it is called? I don't call it that, but I call it transcendence. And people don't know what that means, and they don't like it. Transcendence is a very, very valuable thing. It is the chance to go beyond the human experience, go beyond the brain and the body, and have a transcendental experience that is beyond the limitations of the human brain and all of its chemicals and hormones. Why wouldn't you do that? If it was a turning point, if it was so wonderful, why didn't you pursue that? I think the natural inclination of a person is to think that they, in your case, the peyote did it. Maybe you don't want to be hooked on peyote or whatever, or maybe you are. I don't know. You don't give me enough information here in your email to really talk intelligently about it. But it is to say this: to be dependent on a drug to give you an experience that is, shall we say, transcendent, is a very difficult thing because the human brain isn't capable of going past anything like that without the fortitude of someone who is looking for the way, the truth, and the light that lives in them. And most people aren't looking for that, hence they don't really get much involved in inner work because they think it's some kind of cult or, religious, snake oil kind of thing. And it isn't. It takes real discipline and inner work. This inner work is to sit quietly, wanting nothing with all of your heart. And you would think that that would be a simple process, but it's not. Buddhists talked about it. The whole idea of wanting nothing, absolutely nothing, with all of your heart, just sitting in the beauty of your being. And isn't that a part of what Christmas is all about? It is the birth of something very new in us, something very beautiful. But most of us can't and don't go there because we're too busy with our our mental acuity, wanting some kind of thrill emotionally for what we think could happen and make us happy or forget our life as we are right now. I had a student recently at a retreat who was a big druggie when he was younger, and he said the thing that got him was that he didn't know he could be happy with himself at all. And the drug made him feel happy about himself. So there's all sorts of different experiences a person can have. And you know, what can I say? I got to go. Dennis, thank you for your email. Wish I had more information, but I did find it intriguing, and I'm very grateful for it. It's Christmas, and I hope you have a beautiful one. I hope it's meaningful beyond the trappings of Christmas and into the heart of what it's really all about, the beauty of our oneness with the universe. Thank you for listening. I'll be back on the air next week. Please forgive me, eh? Namaste.